Welcome to Lanya, a feature about people, events, and issues on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm joined today by Leslie Vowles, Director of HATS. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Corey.
Glad you're with us today.
Happy to be here.
And I don't know much about HATS. You and I were just talking. This sounds like a neat thing. Tell me what HATS stands for.
Well, it's a lot easier than saying Horse-Assisted Therapy Services of North Louisiana, which I always kind of feel a little awkward when I'm saying that. It's hard to answer the phone and say it for sure. But so we just go by HATS. So most people know us as the HATS program. We're a therapeutic horsemanship program located in Calhoun, Louisiana.
Therapeutic horsemanship. Okay, describe what happens at HATS.
Well, we have participants of pretty much all ages, from say 2 to 60, that come out and work with us out at the barn. You know, the Greeks started using horses as a form of therapy, you know, way back in the day. And, you know, back in the 70s, there was a little bit of a revival of it. And here we are, you know, in 2016, it's getting a little more and more popular. People are beginning to understand just exactly what the horses can help people with. And so we teach people with a disability, or as I like to say, differently abled, to ride horses because it's a nice adjunct to therapy.
Now, you, I'm going to go ahead and mention this, even though it's going to maybe be wet tomorrow. You came today to talk about the HATS barn party, or the barn show. Talk to me a little bit about what would have happened, and then let's say what we're going to do tomorrow.
Well, okay, so we do an annual open house and barn show for people to come out. It's a great time. Our riders get to show off what they've learned for their family and friends, and we invite our supporters to come out and see what it is that they're helping us to do. And it's a great time for everyone. Now, unfortunately, we're going to have a 100% chance of rain tomorrow, so we're not going to get to do the riding part, but we're still going to have an open house so that anybody who's interested in helping with the program, if they would like to learn more, if they know someone who might benefit from our services, or if they might be interested in volunteering, anything like that, we want you to come on out and talk to us. We'll be there. We will be having indoor festivities, and there'll be a bunch of us out there. We really want to get the word out there for people to come and talk to us.
All right. Somebody that maybe has a disability. I can see folks that might have a tough time getting up on a horse, riding a horse. Talk to me about how you guys handle this. Do you just have a bunch of folks that are out there to help and get folks up onto horses?
Well, yes. Yes and no. Now, we do have some special equipment. We have a very nice mounting ramp system and even a lift system to help people off and on when we need to, because we want to make sure that we do everything as safely as we can. And we do have specifically trained volunteers and instructors that work with our participants. We're actually members of the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship International, which is kind of a big governing organization for what we do. They set the standards and guidelines and provide education and whatnot to our industry. And so, you know, it's not just a bunch of people hanging out going, hey, let's go ride a horse. And we actually have had a lot of training. And I am a physical therapist, so I kind of lend my skills and knowledge to what we're doing as well, to kind of maximize benefits.
Talk to me about the changes you've seen in some folks over the years.
Well, you know, that ranges so much from person to person. I know that physically we've had a lot of riders that are able to get around, be a little more ambulatory, improvement in their gait and their function, getting up and down stairs better, things like that. Or even one young woman that always comes to mind for me is she gets around in a wheelchair, but after riding with us for several years, she was going through a lot of emotional problems and big turmoils in her life, and she really gained a lot of self-confidence and became a lot more independent in her home, so that she didn't need as much outside help to come in and help her with her day-to-day activities.
Do you see, emotional changes in these folks, behavioral changes?
Sure, and that's a lot of the things that we do try to work with sometimes. You know, a lot of our riders have autism, and so we try to work to get them to engage more socially and to kind of work a little bit on behavior issues that we might see from time to time. And a lot of the the parents, I love the first time they come out to the barn, you can tell they're a little nervous. They're wondering how their child's going to behave and how everybody is going to respond to it. And I always tell them this is a safe place to have those meltdowns or whatever, and we just try to redirect and address that as we can so that they have some takeaways to bring home into their everyday life.
I'm going to go way off the crazy end of the chart here and ask a weird question. How do the horses feel about this?
You know what? We have some really great horses. They're really good. They go through a pretty careful evaluation process, and a lot of them, I kind of laugh and say, we're the geriatric home for horses. So a lot of them are older, have been around, done that. But most of them, all of them actually, they really love their job. They enjoy the interaction they get with the riders, and each one is kind of chosen for a different reason. Because of what they lend to the program, and they're very happy. And I love the fact that with therapeutic riding, a lot of times you see burnout mm-hmm. with the horses, because this can be sometimes more mentally exhausting for them than physically. And we're very fortunate in that most of our horses that we have been going with us for a while, and we keep them very happy. They have lots of turnout time, and they get ridden otherwise, and we keep them pretty happy. It's most people come out there and say, oh, this is like horse paradise. It's like, really, it is. It's not a real hard, not a real heavy workload, and they're pretty happy about it.
If somebody wants to find out more about what you guys do at HATS, Horse-Assisted Therapy of Services of North Louisiana, how do they find you guys?
Well, we do have a website. It's horseassistedtherapy.org. We're also on Facebook under Horse Assisted Therapy Services of North Louisiana. And awesome, just come on out to our open house Saturday from 2 to 4 at 679 Bueller Church Road in Calhoun, Louisiana.
That's Leslie Vowles, Director of HATS. She's looking for volunteers, too, so you can get involved in the program. This is 90.3 KEDM, and you've been listening to Lanyap. To find out more, visit our website at kedm.org.
In today's economic climate, there is only one sure bet. The world is changing, and at lightning speed. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As the day's events unfold, join us for the very latest, later on Marketplace, from American Public Media.
Join us this afternoon at 5:30 here on 90.3 KEDM Monroe, listener-supported public radio.
People you can trust.
Peter Kenyon.
Sylvia Poggioli.
Anthony Kuhn.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro. Jason
Beaubien. Don Gagne.
In places that matter.
Gaza.
Rome.
Beijing.
Baghdad.
Johannesburg.
Washington.
The right people in the right places every day on All Things Considered from
NPR News.
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 Join us this afternoon at 3 here on 90.3 KEDM.